with Senior Pastor Thomas D. Sands.
Psalms 34:17-19.
Oh, praise God.
And the word of the Lord says, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and deliver them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and save such as be of a contrite spirit. Verse 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, LORD, delivered him out of him all. I want to talk about the Lord will bring me out of this. Be seated in the presence of the Lord. The Lord will bring me out of this. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and deliver them out of their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and save such as be of contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Allow me to begin this morning's message by simply saying, being a born-again, butt-washed, tongue-talking, Bible-bearing, devil-stumping, and praise-breaking believer does not exempt you from going through life's difficulties. If you have never been through something, you haven't been anywhere. If you've never been through some untimely trouble, you don't know that sometimes trouble invades the corners of your holiness. If you've never been through some tedious testing, every now and then there is a shift that causes turmoils in our lives. Some trouble trial that appears like a fly tapping and buzzing against the window pane that will never go away. Ladies and gentlemen, today as we reflect on and mentally rehearse that peaks and valleys of our own feeble existence, it behooves us to remember the goodness of God, the grace of God, and the gift of God as it relates to not only our victories, but as it relates to our valleys as well. This morning, our writer suggests to us that God will bring you through some messed up stuff. And I know I'm not the only one up in this church today who can testify that I've been through some messed up stuff. If you be truthful with yourself and the person next to you, you've been through some messed up stuff. You've been through some messed up stuff yesterday. You've been through some messed up stuff today. And you'll go through some messed up stuff on tomorrow. But as you go through some messed up stuff, you can lift your hands and testify that you serve a God who will bring you through some messed up stuff. I wish I had a witness up in here who can lift your hands and say, God brought me through some messed up stuff. Y'all ain't been mighty strange with me. I said there ought to be somebody up in here who wouldn't mind lifting your hands and holding your head back and testifying with me that God has brought me through some messed up stuff. Pastor, tell us today what God will bring us through. Well, number one, he will bring you through much moaning. A working definition for the word moan, it means a low prolonged sound of pain or of grief. The writer records in verse 17, he says, the righteous cry, and the Lord it because you understand that I've cried sometimes. But even though I cry, I serve a God who hears my cry. But not only, Sister Brenda, does he hear my cry, but he comes down and he delivers me out of all of my heartache, out of all of my situations, out of all of my crisis. And that's good news for somebody here, because you thought you wasn't going to make it. It seems as if you'll never get out of the rut you're in. But you can testify today that if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I'd be. I wish I had some witnesses up in here. Can lift your hands and say, look at where God has brought me from. Y'all acting mighty strange up in here. You want to lift your hands and say, look at where God has brought me from. If I can say to us, there is no rhetoric coming from our writer. Yeah. There is nothing charming about crying. Yet God's ears are open to our cry.
Yes.
Can I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls today, that your tears have a tongue.
Yes.
Your tears have a language. Your tears have a grammar that the Lord understands. Y'all ain't gonna show you. Let me remind you this way. It says to me, LaDonica, when I don't have the words to say, and all I can do is cry about what I'm dealing with, I don't need to say one word, because God knows what my tears mean. While the songwriter said, he says, I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied my every wrong as I live. And troubles rise, I'll haste unto his throne. Because he understood that when I don't have the words to say, my tears says it all. Is there anybody here, have you ever had to cry in your life? You've been brought down with problems. You've been going through some trials and tribulations in your life, when all you could do was throw your hands in the air and wave the white flag and just cry. But I understand why the other songwriter says, I'm the trouble in my way, I have to cry sometimes. I'm the so much trouble, I have to cry sometimes. I lay awake at night, but that's all right, because Jesus will fix it. Y'all ain't gonna be funny with me after a while. In other words, Sister Blanche, if he don't fix it today, I'ma hang on until tomorrow. If he don't come tomorrow, I'ma hang on until next week. If he don't come next week, I'ma hang on until next month. If God don't come next month with me, I'ma hang on until next year. If God don't come next year, I'ma go in after wild mode. And while I'm in after wild mode, I'ma lift my hands and praise him, because I understand he may not come when I want him to come. But God is always. You want to shake your neighbor's hand like he won't shake it off and say he'll come right on time. That's the wrong neighbor. That neighbor should have shouted out their shoes. Shake their hand and hold their hand. Look them in the face. Look them in the eye and say he may not come when you want him to come, but he's always. He's always on time. Listen, listen. Can I say also to us, he'll bring us through much mourning. Scripture does not flatter us like the storybooks with the idea. Because three times in this chapter we find this embedded idea of deliverance. In verse 4, we find that David says that the Lord will deliver us from fear. Psalms 34 and 4 says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. And then when you go down, brothers and sisters, in verse 19, deliverance from all of my afflictions.
That's right.
Psalm 34, 19, many are the afflicted of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. What an encouraging promise. We live in the midst of a world that is full of problems. And these problems cause us heavy burdens. But God is able to deliver us from them all. I want us to focus upon the word but in verse 19. Because when you look at the word but, it will bless your heart, because it takes the sting out of the previous sentence. In other words, whenever I learned in school that whenever you see the word but, it usually erases everything that was said prior. Listen, let this word but bless your life.
All right.
I'm going through heartache and heartbreak. But my money is funny, my change is strange, and my bills are due. But he shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory that is in Christ. Y'all see that in front of me? I'm going through some bad days in my life, but, and we know all things work together for the good of them that love God and who are called according to his purpose. Y'all still don't know where the shadow is here. My heart is broken and filled with pain. I don't know which way to go. And yes, I'm going through some heartaches, some heartbreaks. But yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because God is with me. My enemies getting on my nerves. They trying to hurt me. They trying to kill me. They trying to destroy me. Y'all acting mighty strange up in here. What the enemy has meant for my evil, God will turn it around for my good. Is it anybody up in here, up in First New Life, can lift your hands and say, I serve a but God. I serve a but God. When the devil was trying to get the best of me, when my afflictions was weighing me down, but God showed up. You ought to just lift your hands and say, I serve a but God. Y'all sit down, I'm almost done. Y'all rushing me. Somebody who is going through something ought to feel the onset of rejoicing coming on. Because when you go down memory lane and you realize that you shouldn't be alive, you realize that you've gone through some things in your life that should have made you be and be. Put in a mental institution with something helping you hug yourself. But you think about the God of your salvation who showed up in the nick of time. And that's what I like about God. When I'm ready to throw in the towel, God shows up and say, hold up, wait a minute, Thomas. I got your front, I got your back, I got your right, I got your left. Is there anybody here can look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't trip out, don't pull your hand out, it costs too much, because God got your back. If you ain't got no hair, it's all good. God still got your back. You ought to just encourage somebody here today and say, neighbor, don't you give up, neighbor. Don't you give in, because God got your back. Says, but I'm still here. Is there anybody here can lift your hands and say, I'm still here. He said, I'm glad to be here. My voice says, I've been down. He says, my spirit is low, but I'm still here. My funds are low, but I'm still here. My gas tank is low, but I'm still here. Is there anybody here can lift your hands and say, God brought me from January all the way to Sunday in November? Many have gone and many have come, but thank God I'm still here. But not only am I still here, Terrence, but I'm clothed in my right mind. I'm still here. I got the ability of my limbs. I'm still here. Is there anybody here can lift your hands one more time and say, I'm still
here.
I'm still here. You through much mourning, but he will bring you through messed up hearts. Psalms 34 verse 18, the Lord is nigh unto him, to them that are of a broken heart, and save such as be of a contrite, and save them. Note first, it is the character of the righteous whose prayers God will hear.
Amen.
I know that's hard to shout. Listen, listen. This prayer is not for the unbeliever.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
You cannot pray this prayer and live an unrighteous life. I know you don't like this type of preacher, but that's what I preach. You cannot live the way you want to live and do what you want to do and expect God to hear this type of prayer. He did not say that this prayer is for the unrighteous. He said this prayer is for the righteous. You ought to tell somebody it's time when it's right. We get quiet and it's time to preach it. Because we want to live any kind of way and expect God to give us all of his benefits.
Jesus.
Watch it.
All right. You can't say, God,
help us,
I want what's in your hand.
Come on, sir. Help us today.
But yet, you don't want to give God your heart. If you try to give God your heart,
help us,
he will give you what's in his hand.
Y'all
not praying with me. Some changes I've got to make in my life first. Hallelujah. See, sometimes our blessings come with something that you have to do first. He says, he will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have enough room to receive it, but you've got to do something first. And what is that we have to do? Bring your tithe and offering into the storehouse. Yeah, sometimes you've got to do some things in order to get what's in God's hand. He says, if my people who are called by my name, he said, if you will humble yourselves and pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive your sins, and heal the land. So when you pray this prayer, the Bible says the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart.
Yes.
And save it such as be of a country. Listen, your spirit is down, your heart is messed up.
Yes.
And yet you're trying to get a prayer through. But God is saying to you today, try to live right.
Yeah.
I'm getting to the hooping point. I'm almost there.
You're preaching.
nation. We were born in sin.
That's right.
And truth be told, we as human, we're born in sin. We're good at sinning. And we like sinning.
Well,
you got to pray with me today. Born in sin. You're good at sinning. And if you will be truthful with yourself today, you like sinning. Because sinning always satisfies the flesh. You better believe thousands of people took their tithe money and went and bought them some tickets trying to get that bill. I ain't gonna lie to you. I bought me a few tickets.
We know.
You better believe it. I thought I was gonna get that bill. And so I put it right in between my Bible and say, Lord, you know what I need.
Pineville.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Memory is going to fade you. The reason for that is because you are going back to the ground from which you come. Amen. So don't ever get